Sarah Evangia, and I serve as the director of the Alliance for Science at Cornell University.
Tell us a little bit about the Alliance for Science, Sarah.
Right, so the Alliance for Science is a global communications initiative really aimed at improving access to agricultural innovations in the U.S. and around the world. So we believe that farmers should have access to choose what they want to grow and what they don't want to grow, and that scientists should have access to the tools that they need to innovate for the big challenges that we face today. And we do, we stand in support of the scientific consensus around the safety and utility and role that biotechnology can play in helping us address some of our global food security challenges, as well as our environmental challenges. And so a lot of what we do is to try to tell better stories about biotechnology so that people can understand the impact that that technology can have on farmers' lives, as well as on improving the environment.
Which is a big message to convey to consumers, as you know, that GMOs are safe.
Absolutely. The science is clear. There's been over 9,000 scientific studies, and all of the major scientific organizations around the world are clear on the safety of GM crops and the role that they can play in helping us achieve some of our most pressing agricultural challenges.
Well, Sarah, tell us about this event that is going on through Illinois this week and bringing all of these things to light and in context with Illinois agriculture.
Yeah, so we are bringing together for the second time. We did this course for the first time last September. And this week we're here in Rock Island with 40 farmers, roughly 40 farmers from about 14 different countries. Many coming from across the developing world. And they come from a range of different sort of agricultural contexts. Some have access to biotechnology. Some are waiting with great anticipation for the passing of a biosafety bill or some other policy change that could help unlock biotechnology in their country. Many come from countries where they have benefited tremendously from biotech, so Argentina, for example, or India. And then, of course, we're here equipping and empowering these farmers to have the communication skills that might help them more effectively speak out in support of what farmers need. I think you can probably relate. We hear a lot about what farmers need or what farmers want. People, especially in well-fed countries like the U.S. or Europe, like to talk about what smallholders in developing countries, for example, should want or should need. And oftentimes those voices are far, far from the farm. And it's voices of people who are not very engaged in agriculture, frankly, and have very little relationship to producing their own food. And too rarely do we actually hear from farmers themselves. And so part of our goal is to help amplify the voices, help equip and amplify the voices of the people who are actually producing the world's food, and so that they can be better represented in this conversation about biotechnology.
Well, that's so interesting because you have some of those farmers there, right, who are from some of these smaller countries. Can you give us an example and name some of the countries and some of their...
Absolutely. Yeah, so we have countries in Asia represented, like Vietnam, the Philippines, and India. We have a number of countries represented from sub-Saharan Africa, Kenya, Uganda, Tanzania, Zimbabwe, Kenya, Ghana, Nigeria. We have countries from the Americas represented, such as Argentina. We even have Europeans here who are clamoring for access to biotechnology. So, you know, many European farmers feel like they've really been left behind because of the, you know, so-called GMO debate in Europe. And so we have farmers from Denmark and the UK, for example, who really feel like this technology could help them be more sustainable producers. And of course, on Friday, we'll have a chance to meet some of these farmers. We'll have a global farmer roundtable, and that will be facilitated and moderated by Dr. Sam Crowell, who's from the U.S. State Department, who has a PhD in plant breeding himself. And we'll hear from two American farmers, Vanessa from North Dakota and Danny from Mississippi. So, you know, coming from very different ends of the American agricultural system, and then different regions. And then we'll have a farmer patient from Nigeria who has a relatively large scale farm in Nigeria, and another young man from Kenya who farms with his brother and his father. And we'll also hear from a farmer in India, as well as a farmer from the UK. So really, you know, a good mix of producers coming from all over the world, different ages, different genders, different perspectives. But what we find when we bring all of these farmers together is that despite that they're from all corners of the world, they really have more in common than difference. So it's really cool to see all of these farmers come together, share their experiences, share their stories, learn from one another. I was sitting this morning at breakfast with two gentlemen from Argentina and a woman from Nigeria, and she was talking about how she's been cautious about adopting no-till agriculture, but after hanging out with these two guys from Argentina who have benefited so tremendously from no-till agriculture and who are now real proponents, she's going to go home and try to implement no-till agriculture. So it's just great to see all of the information sharing across this global group of champion farmers.
No doubt. And so they're in Illinois. So tell us what they've seen and where you guys are today, and just kind of like what some of the reactions have been.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a global course. We hold courses around the world, and so we really could have had this course anywhere. And when we first conceived of this course specifically for farmers, we thought, well, where should we have it? You know, should we have it in the UK, where it's sort of a, you know, an easy place for a lot of people to get to from around the world? Should we have it, you know, in sub-Saharan Africa, where a lot of these farmers come from? And, you know, I said, well, let's have it in the breadbasket of America. let's go to the Midwest. And so these farmers can see what they really want to see. And that's great cutting-edge agriculture. So we decided to have the course in Illinois, and John Deere has been such an incredible host for us both years that we've done this course. And you know, when you get a group of farmers together, and you know what they really want to see, they really want to see farms, and they really want to see some cutting-edge technology. And Illinois offers both of those two things, with the great agriculture that we have in Illinois, as well as you know, the leading edge technology that we can see here at John Deere. So it was a huge success last year having the course in Illinois. So we thought we'd come back. The hospitality in Rock Island's been lovely, and the hospitality at John Deere is just unbelievable. So we hope to come back again. The farmers are right now at John Deere headquarters, learning about the history of John Deere and the sort of forward-looking aspects of the company, and there's a lot of questions about the farmers are asking a lot of questions about self-driving tractors and what technology is coming online and what the latest products are. And then there's a lot of questions too about how, you know, John Deere is factoring in the needs of small holder farmers or smaller scale farmers in places like where they come from, where, you know, you don't necessarily have these vast tracts of you know, monocropping, but you have small holders growing lots of different crops, might not be able to afford to buy a big tractor. So, you know, there were questions this morning about whether they had smaller implements, et cetera. So lots of questions about the past and the future. And then this afternoon, we will go to Cinnamon Ridge Farm, where they'll be able to see a real model farm, you know, typical, maybe that's not typical, that's not fair to say, but a model Midwestern farm. And last year they were a gracious host, so we're looking forward to seeing Cinnamon Ridge Farm again. And then tonight we'll enjoy the Mississippi River, which of course is our mother river and an amazing sight to see in and of itself. So the majority of the week we're at the Holiday Inn in Rock Island, undertaking our course in communications and understanding the biotechnology landscape and sort of equipping ourselves to be better communicators about biotechnology and the needs that these farmers have. And we're hopeful to connect many of these farmers with media. They've been training all week to, you know, be more equipped to carry forward their message. And so we're hopeful that they'll have an opportunity to deliver that message while they're here.